as we start this new series, okay, gusto ko lang alamin kung sino sa inyo rito yung mga naka-attend last series natin, yung The Voice. Okay, marami-rami, no? Ngayon, we'll be starting a new series at yung objective or yung goal ng series natin is for everyone to see, okay, and understand that yung power ni God, okay, to change you is only, it can only happen through an encounter with Him. In short, hindi mo pwedeng ma-experience yung power ni God at yung power niya to change you kung hindi mo siya na-encounter. So I pray that even for this series, all of us, okay, even those people na nagkukwentuhan lang ngayon, okay, ma-encounter nyo si Lord. Hindi ko kayo pinaparinggan, ha? Pero kung nasaktan kayo, good job, okay? Si Lord na yan, hindi ako. Okay? So we'll be talking about 4 weeks. Okay, first week today, we'll be talking about the life of Nicodemus. Sa mga Tagalog or Pilipino, Nicodemus. Okay? So we'll be talking about, it doesn't matter if you are so religious, okay, hindi porque di ko yung pinaka-religious tao sa buong mundo, okay, may encounter mo si Lord. Okay? The encounter with God does not depend on your religiosity. Second week, next week, we'll be talking about the invalid, okay, the invalid guy who cannot walk, and itong tao na to, he has been suffering for so long. For maybe for some of you, you have been suffering, okay, hindi man physically, pero emotionally, okay, sobrang nasasaktan ka na, hindi mo na kaya. Yung lagi mong ano, lagi mong sinasabi, mahal na mahal kita. At ang sakit-sakit na. May mga ganun ba dito? Hindi ikaw yun, no? Yung, may ganito ka bang katabi? May mukhang ganyan yung katabi mo. Ayan. Yung mahal na mahal mo siya, at ang sakit-sakit na. Okay? And maybe you're thinking, Lord, sa sobrang sakit ng puso ko, Lord, i-encounter mo ko. Hindi ganun yun. Okay? It doesn't matter how long you've been suffering, God will encounter you. It does not depend on that. Another is, the third week, we'll be talking about the Samaritan woman, okay, no matter how least you think of yourself. In short, kung feeling mo, ikaw yung pinakamahina sa family nyo, di ba? May display yung ano, mga medal ng mga magkakapatid, ikaw ribbon lang. Nakalagay, ano pa? Ano, most behave. Yun lang yung award mo. Tapos yung mga kapatid mo, lahat gold medal, may trophy, di ba? May natanggap ka isang medal, loyalty award, okay? Yun lang yung award na meron ka. No matter how least you think you are, kahit sino ka pa, okay? Yun yung maganda rito eh, kay God. Whoever you think you are, or how least you think you are, God can and will encounter you. Okay? Sino ba sa inyo rito, naniniwala ka at masaya ka na hindi mo kamukha yung katabi mo? Ayan. Ako, thank you Lord, hindi ko siya kamukha. Okay? Kasi kung kamukha ako siya, habulin din ako ng cheeks. Ayan. Mga bulero, no? Okay, fourth week, we'll be talking about how many things do you need? Kahit na ikaw pa yung pinakamaraming need. Okay? Pamasahe lang, papuntang school, kulang pa. Alam mo yun, nakikiusap sa jeep, kuya. I mean, that's funny, but some of us here, you may be encountering that. And no matter how many things you need, okay, hindi po doon yung basis on how God will encounter you. God will not just meet you because of your needs. Okay, God will meet you because He loves you. So whether you have a need or not, or you don't have a need, God can and will encounter you. So I pray that the end of the series, o yung buong series na to, ma-encounter nyo si Lord. At yung encounter na yon, mababago yung buhay mo habang buhay. Okay? Can we pray as we start this service? Lord, we thank you, God, for, as I've said, Lord, we will encounter you. And as we encounter you, Lord, it will change us, not just today, but forever. We thank you, Lord, even for us to listen and don't talk to our seatmates. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay? So, in short, pag kayo magdaldalan. Kung magdadaldalan kayo, labas na lang. Okay? Pero joke yun, pero totoo yun, ha? Okay? Have you ever encountered someone at nagbago yung buhay nyo? Meron bang mga ganun dito? na-encounter mo siya o yung isang tao at nabago yung buhay mo. Okay? I just have a few examples here. Okay, if you've watched Despicable Me, di ba? Si Gru, okay? Before, in part one, or in yung part one ng Despicable Me, he was a villain. But because he encountered these three orphans, his life changed. And hindi lang siya yung nagbago, pati yung mga minions niya. Okay? They became heroes. Okay? Siya yung nag-alaga dun sa tatlong chikiting na yan. Okay? Another is, kung may mga in love dito, baka makarelate kayo. Okay? When Maya, okay, meets Sir Chief. Nabago yung buhay niya. Paano ko nasabing nagbago? Dati helper lang siya. Okay? Pero nung na-meet niya si Sir Chief, okay, ngayon, big time na siya. Diba? So, nagbago yung buhay niya. Another is nung na-meet ni Sarah, okay, si JLC or si John Lloyd Cruz. Yan. Naka-encounter na ba kayo ng ganyan? Yung nakita niya siya for the very first time, tapos tumigil yung mundo, tapos umahangin-hangin, tapos lahat nakatigil, kayo lang yung gumagalaw. Tapos tumugtog to. Ay, wala na. You changed my life. Sayang yung punchline. Okay. So, you know, nung na-meet ni Sarah, si John Lloyd Cruz, okay, nabago yung buhay niya for a moment. But you know what? My prayer is when you encounter God, hindi lang niya babaguhin yung buhay mo for a moment, but He will change your life forever. Oh, pasok yun, ha? You know, as we start this series, I'd like to read in John chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. Alright? I want to read, okay, yung encounter ni Nicodemus kay Jesus. Before that, before I read this, I just want to give a brief background. Nung time na bago niya na-encounter si Jesus, Jesus was becoming famous then. Okay, kilala na siya. He's healing people, making miracles or signs and wonders. That is why si Nicodemus, as he heard about Jesus, okay, he met him. Okay, siya mismo yung lumapit sa kanya. He was so curious of who Jesus is. In verse 1, it says here, "Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council." Okay, just to talk about Nicodemus, sino ba si Nicodemus? Okay, unang-una, he is a Pharisee. Ano ba yung ibig sabihin ng Pharisee? Ibig sabihin ng Pharisees, set apart for God. Okay, ito yung mga tao na they studied the law of Moses, they studied the law of God, and dahil sa sobrang pag-aaral nila, they became set apart. They are teachers of the law. In short, kung may magaling sa Bible, kung may theologian, okay, si Nicodemus yun. And hindi lang siya basta Pharisee, he is also a member of the Jewish council or ruling council. Hindi kasi porket Pharisee ka, automatic member ka na ng Jewish ruling council. You have to understand that in Jews or in the Jewish ruling council, only 71 seats, okay, ang pwede mag-occupy dun sa council na yon. And hindi lahat ng Pharisees can be part of that. Pero itong si Nicodemus, he is one of the top 71 Jewish ruling council. Ano ba yung Jewish ruling council? Sa panahon natin ngayon, ito yung Supreme Court. Okay, ganun katindi itong si Nicodemus. Matalino. He studied the law. Okay, kung sa panahon natin ngayon, he's a lawyer. Ganun siya katalino. Meron ba kayong katabi rito mukhang matalino? Yun. Bakit nagtanong lang ako, tumawa na kayo? Nakakatawa ba yung katabi nyo? And not just that, we could assume, okay, excuse me, we could assume that Nicodemus is really a religious guy. Bakit? Kasi ang mga Pharisees before, what they do in a daily basis is what, ang ginagawa lang nila is just to talk about God. Every day, okay? Naaral na nila yung law, they became a Pharisee, pero ayaw nilang tumigil doon. Every day, they want to talk about who God is. Araw-araw yun. Okay? Sa panahon natin ngayon, kung kaibigan mo si Nicodemus, Pag nagjo-joke ka, babarahin ka. Shh. Change topic. God lang. Ganon. Ganon si Nicodemus. Bawal mag-joke. Okay? Pag ang di mo i-open si God, talk, don't talk to me. Okay? Talk to my hand. Ganon siya katindi. Okay? He only wants to talk about God. That's how godly or religious he is. May mga ganun ba kayong katabi ngayon, kaibigan? Yung ayaw ng mga joke, gusto Bible lang, God lang. May mga ganun ba? Grabe, no? Ako lang pala yung ganun dito. In verse 2, as we continue, he came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, okay, or a teacher, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. Grabe, no? He acknowledged who Jesus is. Despite him being a Pharisee, he acknowledged that Jesus came from God. For no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. Imagine a judge or a lawyer, as a teacher of the law, saying this to Jesus. Okay, so he acknowledged. He said, okay, alam ko Lord. Alam ko Jesus, galing ka kay God kasi hindi mo magagawa ang mga miracles na to. Okay? Kung hindi ka galing kay Lord. Kung hindi galing kay God yung ginagawa mo, he knew. Okay? In his heart that Jesus is from God. Pero tingnan natin, interestingly, yung sinagot ni Jesus sa verse 3. Can we read verse 3? In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Okay? Medyo hindi masyadong tugma yung sinagot ni Jesus, okay, kay Nicodemus. Diba? Unang-una, ang sinabi niya sa verse 2, I know that you are from God because you will never be able to do these miracles if you are not from God. He was trying to praise him. He was trying to adore him. He was trying to tell, grabe ka! Galing ka talaga kay Lord. Iba ka. Woo, ikaw na. Hindi, ikaw na. Hindi, Nicodemus, ikaw na. Si Kuya Boy pala, eh, no? Pero ang sinagot ni Jesus sa verse 3, interestingly, he said, okay, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Probably, kung may da na nun si Nicodemus, ang sagot niya, da. I mean, what are you saying? I was trying to praise you and you're saying, unless I'm born again, I will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Diba? Parang, what? What are you trying to say? And you know what? That's what good with God. Kahit ano pang words mo, or kahit ano pang way you talk to God, or kahit ano pang reason mo in coming to God, He knows what's inside your heart. He knows the very need of your heart. He was trying to tell Nicodemus, or he was trying to tell Jesus, si Nicodemus, na grabe ka, grabe ka. Okay? And through that, Nicodemus wanted to show Jesus that I know that you are from God. Pero ang sagot ni Jesus, it does not matter. It's not how much you know who I am. Apart from you being born again, apart from you encountering who God is, then you will never, okay, have a relationship with God. So let's talk about the word born again, okay? For some of you, this is a taboo word, okay? Ano yung taboo? Yung ba yung salpanligo? Hindi po yun, okay? Taboo is a word that we don't want to say, okay? For example, okay, pag tinatanong ka, I don't know for some of you, pero ako, I can relate with this. When I was in college, when my classmates would ask me, what is your religion? I cannot really say. Hindi ko masabi, Christian. Ano yung Christian? Di ba parehas yun sa Catholic? Born again Christian. Ano yung born again? So sometimes I don't want to share because medyo naloloko or nagiging katatawanan kapag sinabi mo that you are a born again. But the question is, ano ba talaga ang ibig sabihin ng born again? Okay? We have few misconceptions of what born again is. Okay? Ang alam nung iba, lalo na yung mga bago dito, mga first time, okay? Kapag born again, sila yung mga pagka nasa church, yung mga nagtataas ng kamay. Di ba? Tapos, kumakanta ng alive, alive, alive forevermore. Yung ganon. Yeah, Jesus is alive. Ganon. Akala natin, yun yung mga born again. Okay? Yun yung mga tinataas yung kamay, tapos may mga panyo, di ba? Tapos umiiyak. Okay? Sometimes we make fun of them, pero ano ba mas nakakatawa? Mag-worship kay Lord o mag-worship sa mga basketball player na sinisigaw-sigawan nyo, umiiyak kayo pag nag-champion, mas nakakatawa yun. Kesa naman i-worship nyo si Lord, di ba? I mean, that's more funny. Okay? You raising your hands to people or to concerts, to the stars. Mas okay na kaysa kay Lord. Pero few misconceptions. Okay? Yung iba sa inyo rito, akala, pag sa inyong born again, ito yung mga umakit sa bus, tapos mag-aabot ng envelope, tapos bigla mang pipreach, magugulat ka na lang. Tapos may taga-kuha ulit ng envelope. Salamat po, di ba? Okay, yung kakatok sa mga bahay nyo, meron po ba kayong oras? Okay, 5 minutes lang po. May gusto lang po ako i-share na babasahin dito. Okay, tapos si-share na sa iyong yung ang tamang daan. Diba? A lot of us think that is born again. Okay? Pero ano ba yung ibig sabihin ni Jesus Christ? Yung original meaning ng born again. Nung sinabi niya kay Nicodemus, unless you are born again, you will never enter the kingdom of God. Kasi probably, alam ni Jesus Christ that Nicodemus was thinking that he can enter the kingdom of God with his knowledge. Okay, with his religiosity. Okay, God is thinking, Jesus Christ is thinking, iniisip ni Nicodemus, grabe Pharisee ako, I'm one of the teachers of the law, I can enter the kingdom of God. But Jesus Christ, right in his very face, okay, sinabi niya yung pinakakailangan ni Nicodemus. In short, hindi porket religious ka, you will enter the kingdom of God. Okay? Marami sa atin, we are living in a Catholic nation, in a very religious nation. We think we will be able to encounter God because of the things that we are doing. Because of our religiosity. Because of our many prayers. Because of the many Bible verses or chapters we read every day. Or maybe the things that you do for God or you don't do for God. Akala natin because of those things, mapi-please mo si Lord. Never. You know what? Never. You will never encounter God if you are gonna present those things and feeling mo, dahil sa mga ginagawa mo, may encounter ka ni Lord. Ibig po ba sabihin nun, Kuya Dan, wala pong kwenta yung mga ginagawa ko? You know what? If you're doing things to reach out to God, yes, walang kwenta yung ginagawa mo. I will tell you bluntly, if you're doing things to reach out to God, then what you are doing is nonsense. Why? Because you can never reach out to God. Kasi holy siya eh. Sinner ka eh. Kasi God siya eh. Tao ka. There is no way you could reach out to God. Walang way para ma-reach out mo si Lord. Kumbaga, sa manliligaw, hindi mo kayang ligawan si Lord. Kahit anong gawin mo, busted ka. Kahit anong gawin mo, bigay ng chocolate o teddy bear, flowers, okay? Mangharaan na ka ba? Ubusin mo yung buong album ng parokya ni Edgar. Hindi ka pa rin sasagutin ni Lord. Hindi mo siya marireach out based on what you are doing. Okay? Eh, paano ko siya marireach out? You will never or you can never. Why? Because you're just a human. So what will I do? Ano ba dapat kong gawin kung hindi ko pwedeng reach out si God? You just come to Him kung sino ka man. Just humble yourself. Marami sa atin dito, you go to God based on what you're doing. Hindi naman yung kailangan ni Lord eh. What God wants and what God needs is your heart. He wants you. He wants you to come and be humble and tell Him, Lord, I am a sinner. Lord, I've done this. And I know because of this, I'm gonna go to hell. And I tell you, when you come to God with humility, God will encounter you. A lot of us here, you don't have an encounter with God because of your pride. Because of the things that you are doing that you think you can reach out to God. No, you cannot. Apart from the love of God, you will never encounter Him. Hindi mo pwedeng ma-encounter si Lord kung hindi mo naiintindihan na kaya mo lang siya ma-encounter because of His love for you. So anong gagawin natin? Once again, I will repeat, you just humble yourself. Just come who you are. And I tell you, hindi mo kailangan manligaw. Kasi ikaw yung gustong ligawan ni Lord. Kasi ikaw yung gustong ligawan ni Lord. Ikaw yung gusto niyong bigyan ng chocolate. Ikaw yung gusto niyong bigyan ng flower at teddy bear. Okay? Ikaw yung gusto niyang bigyan ng gifts. He even gave you the perfect gift that you need, and that is His Son, Jesus Christ. That is why whenever you come to God, presenting everything that you you're doing, hindi mo nabibilis si Lord. Hindi mo nabibilis si God kasi you're trying to tell Him, Lord, grabe, oh, grabe yung ginagawa ko, Lord, so love me. Eh? You cannot. You're a sinner. Just come to Him humbly. Come to Him with who you are. And I tell you, God will encounter you. Going back, dun sa word na born again, okay, ano ba yung original meaning nung sinabi ni Jesus Christ yung word na born again? Okay, let's, paghiwalayin natin yung born at saka again. Yung born, okay, it is a passive act. In short, walang isa sa atin dito na ipinanganak ka nung baby ka at dahil sa'yo, dahil sa effort mo na ilabas ka ng nanay mo. In short, nung bata ka, hindi mo sinasabi, Nay, kaya ko to. Relax ka lang dyan, Nay. Lalabas ako. Woo! Di ba? May ganun ba rito? Yung tipong ikaw yung gumaganon ka? Yung nanay mo, nanonood lang ng TV, kumakain lang. Tapos ikaw, lalabas ako. Wala naman, di ba? It means it is a passive act. You don't have to do anything to be born. Okay? Wala kang kailangan gawin para mapanganak. Di ba, wala naman dito pagkapanganak ng baby. Good job, baby! Yung nanay mo, ang tamad eh. Buti na lang, galing mo. Walang ganon. For you to be born, you don't have to do anything. It is the mother's effort for you to be born. Kaya pag uwi mo mamaya, sabi mo, Nay, grabe, ang galing mo pala. Naipanganak mo ko. Wala pala akong titinulong. And that's true. You will never be born apart from the effort of your mom. You know what? The same thing with Jesus. You will never be born, or in short, you will never change, or you will never encounter God apart from Him, apart from His effort, apart from His love. Si God lang yung pwedeng makagawa nun sa'yo. And talking about the word again, okay, did you know? Yes, feeling matalino. Okay, yung again kasi, it has two Greek meanings. Okay, yung again na word, meron siyang dalawang salita sa Greek. Yung una niyang salita is the word palin. Okay, ang ibig sabihin ng palin is repetition of act to do what was done earlier. In short, kunwari, si Picasso, okay, siya yung nagawa ng, ano ba yung ginawa ni Picasso? Mona Lisa, sabi ko nga eh. Sino nagsabing Picasso? Sino yung gumawa ng Mona Lisa? Si Leonardo da Vinci? Akala ko si DiCaprio. Okay, yung gumawa ng Mona Lisa is si Leonardo da Vinci. Okay, siya yung original. Ngayon, kapag ginawa mo yon, yung ginawa niya, kahit parehong-pareho pa yung gawa niyo, ang tawag doon, palin. Ibig sabihin, inulit mo yung ginawa ng original na gumawa. Okay? Yung another word is the word anothen. Okay? It means it depicts repeated action but required the original source to do it. In short, uulitin ulit yung ginawa ni Leonardo da Vinci na Mona Lisa, pero dapat siya ulit yung gagawa. You know what? Yung born again, yung sinabi ni God na born again, yung again na ginamit niyang Greek word is anothen, hindi palin. In short, kung siya yung nag-born sa'yo, kung siya yung nag-change sa'yo, okay, siya rin yung magre-restore sa'yo. Siya yung magtutuloy-tuloy ng buhay mo. In short, wala kang kailangang gawin. Effort lahat ni Lord. Hindi religion to. Okay? Hindi to effort mo. Yun kasi yung pinagkaiba ng religion eh. Religion versus relationship. Ang religion, okay, you are trying to reach out to God para mong nililigawan si Lord. And as I've said a while ago, hindi mo kaya. Masyadong holy si Lord. Napaka-unholy natin as human beings. Pero yung relationship, yun yung tinutukoy ni God sa born again, okay, yun yung si God yung nag-reach out sa'yo. Parang siya yung nanligaw sa'yo. Okay? Nakukuha niyo po ba kung ano ibig sabihin dyan ng pag sinabi mong born again? You know, for us to understand this more, I have a very quick game. Okay? And pag may masagot niyo tong game, meron kayong M&M. Ayan. Para pang pagana. Okay? Meron akong quick game dito. Huhulaan niyo lang, according sa picture na ipapakita ko, kung nasan yung original. Okay? So, pwede ba natin ipakita yung unang picture? Yan, Rolex watch. Okay? Nasan dyan yung totoong Rolex? Ah. Sige, sino? Sino? Pwede pumunta rito sa stage. Ako pa pupunta? Siyempre, layo niya, di ba? Kayo lumapit. Sige. Halika, anong pangalan mo?
Marco.
Marco. Lalaki-lalaki ah. Anong sagot mo dyan? Sa kanan, sa kaliwa?
Kanan.
Sa kanan, tama! Okay, grabe. Next picture. Grabe, hindi pa nga pinapakita. Nakatakbo ka na kagad. iPhone! Yan. Sige. Anong pangalan mo, kuya?
Lance Rico.
Lance Rico. Ano ang sagot? Nasa kanan, nasa kaliwa?
Sa kaliwa.
Tama! Grabe, ang galing nyo naman. Okay, next picture. Louis Vuitton. Okay? Nasaan dyan yung tama? Sige na, pumunta na kayo ito. Huwag nyo ituro na ituro. Okay? Bilis ha. Anong pangalan?
Hannah po.
Hannah. Okay? Anong sagot?
Right.
Right. You have the right answer. Okay, last na, last. Ito naman, medyo mahirap. Yan, okay? Nasaan dyan yung peke at nasaan yung original? Okay? 50% chance of winning naman yan eh. Sige. Ay, akala ko dadaan lang. Anong name mo?
Jim.
Jim. Nag-gym ka?
Minsan.
Ay, okay. Joke lang. Okay, ano ang tamang sagot?
Kaliwa.
Kaliwa. Sorry, mali. Pero may chocolate ka. Sige na, alam na nila yung tama eh. Dalawa lang naman yan eh. Ang tamang sagot ay yung kanan. Okay? Listen here. Excuse me. Kahit anong gawing effort ng mga gumagawa ng fake, okay, hindi nila kayang pantayan yung original. Kahit anong gawing effort ng gumagawa ng iPhone, hindi niya kayang pantayan yung original. Kahit, Nimon, nalito nga tayo dun sa sapatos eh, kahit anong gawing effort nung gumagawa ng mga imitation, hindi nila kayang pantayan yung ginawa nung original. Kahit anong gawin mo para baguhin yung buhay mo, kahit lahat na ibigay mo para kay Lord, okay? Hindi mo may encounter si God through that. It's only done by the original. Kung ang nag-restore sa'yo, kung ang nag-change sa'yo is yung original, which is God, then you will encounter Him. But even if you've done all the efforts that you think because of that God will encounter you, then that's wrong. That is religion. Okay? Another for us to understand what is born again, ang akala kasi nung iba, pag sa'yo mong born again, ito yung mga ano, mga taga-victory. Okay? Ito yung mga taong umatay ng victory group o 1-2-1. So, ibig sabihin, pag nag-victory group ako, kapag nag-1-1 ako, pag umatin ako ng victory, kapag nagtataas ako ng kamay, pag umiiyak ako, pag nag-worship ako, that is born again. But you know what? Ang born again is never a noun. Hindi siya noun, hindi siya tawag sa mga tao. Born again is a verb. It means it's happening or it happened. It is an encounter. Okay? Pwedeng nabuborn again ka every day. Na-encounter mo si God every day. So, hindi siya tawag sa mga group of people. Okay? Hindi porket pumasok ko sa McDonald's, paglabas mo, burger ka na. Okay? Hindi porket pumasok ko sa garahe, paglabas mo, kotse ka na. It doesn't mean that you're attending victory or you're attending victory group, having one-to-one, reading your Bible, praying, you are a born again. It is an encounter with God. And it does not depend on the things that you are doing. It depended on the things that God has done on the cross. Lahat ng ginagawa natin dito, nakadepende lang sa ginawa ni Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. I'd like to continue in verse 5. John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. In verse 6, flesh gives to flesh, or birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to Spirit. Okay? You should not be surprised at my say... Ay, sorry. Mali na pala. Iba na palang verse to. Okay? So, babalikan ko lang yung verse na nandyan. If you are coming, okay, in the form of flesh, if ibig sabihin, pag lumapit ka kay Lord because of your desires, because of your effort, hindi siya pwedeng mag-birth sa Spirit. In short, hindi mo kayang bumait mag-isa. Okay? It has to start from the Spirit. And for you to have the Spirit, it must come from God. It cannot come from you. Meron ba dito sa inyo rito, tinry mo nang magbago, pero nagbago ka ulit, bumalik ka ulit sa dati? Diba? Every New Year, New Year's Resolution, magbabago na ako. Tapos pagdating ng March, ganun ka na naman, parehas na tao. Mas masama ka pa nga eh, compared nung una eh. Bakit? Kasi nga, a flesh can never give birth to Spirit. You can never change alone. You can never change yourself. Kasi kung kaya mong baguhin yung sarili mo, hindi mo na kailangan si Lord. Pwede mo nang sabihin kay Lord, Lord, I can go to heaven on my own. Diyan ka lang, Lord, relax ka lang. Pupuntahan kita dyan. Hindi mo kaya yon. That's why a Spirit gives birth to Spirit. And that Spirit is from God. Only through an encounter with God, then you can change. If you did not encounter God, then there will never be a change. As I close this, I'd like to read the last verse, John 3:16. This is very familiar. Maybe for some of you, kahit nakapikit ka, kahit nananaginip ka, kahit na may kausap ka, kaya mong i-recite ito. Okay? So John 3:16, very familiar verse, but a lot of times, we don't understand. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You know, that verse speaks of everything. That verse starts with God, and it ends with life. You know, if you will just meditate on that, if you want to have life, if you want to have changes in your life, you start with God. It cannot start from you. There is nothing good about us. That is why there can never be anything good from us apart from the encounter that we have with God. Or someone said here, the heart, okay, of the human problem, meron tayo dyan eh. Kaso hindi ko siya memorize. So can you show it? The heart of the human problem is the heart of the human. In short, ang problema talaga nating mga tao, ang pinaka-problema nating mga tao is yung puso natin. And that's why ito yung sagot ni Lord. Can you show again the verse, John 3:16? That's His answer for our problem, which is our heart. If you know this verse, familiar ka na dito, nakatatak na siya sa utak mo, you've been walking with God, you return from this verse. Marami sa atin dito, you've been walking with God, leader ka na, magaling ka na, alam mo na yung Bible eh. Pero a lot of times, you forget, it's just by the grace of God. Minsan, nung nasave ka, by the grace of God. Ngayon, because of your effort, hindi ka na nakapagbasa ng Bible, feeling mo, hindi ka na mahal ni Lord sa effort mo. Dahil sa'yo, kaya ka mahal ni Lord. We have to remind ourselves every day, even if you are now a leader, even if you're now walking with God for 10 years, I don't care. You can walk with God every day because of His grace, because of His love for you. And if you were saved by His grace, you can live each day by grace. That is why you can never change yourself. Hindi mo kayang isave yung sarili mo, how much more change yourself? For you to change, there must be a salvation. There must be a salvation first. Kailangan ma-save ka muna, ma-encounter mo muna si Lord. And the fact that you cannot save yourself, then you cannot also change yourself. It's only through an encounter with God. Just to leave you with very, you know, simple things out from that verse. First is He gave, or sorry, He loves. Can we show that? Sundan niyo ako sa mga PowerPoint sa likod. He loves. You know what? He loves you so much. Hindi ka mang convinced dahil feeling mo ang sama-sama mo. Kaya ka nga mahal ni Lord eh. Kasi ang sama mo eh. He came here for you sinners. For us sinners. He did not come here for people who are well, for people who are righteous. He came here on earth for sinners like you and me. And He loves you. The only thing that God, the only reason kaya ka mahal ni Lord, kasi sobrang sinner mo eh. And if you understand that, kung naintindihan mo na sobrang sama mo, pero mahal ka pa rin ni Lord, magbabago yung buhay mo. Kung naintindihan mo na kaya kanyang sabihin na I love you, na kaya niyang mamatay para sa mga kasalanan mo, kahit na sama-sama mo, then it should change or it will change your life. At kung hindi magbabago dun yung buhay mo, then you pray to God, Lord, ma-encounter ko sana yung love mo. Ma-encounter ko yung pagmamahal mo na kahit na napakasama ako, mahal mo ako. He loves you so much, that's why He gave. Sino ba yung binigay niya? Si Jesus, His only Son. You know, in the Bible, Jesus is equated to God. He is also God. He is God. So in short, God gave Himself up for you. Binigay ni Lord yung sarili niya para sa'yo. Sobrang pagmamahal sa'yo ni Lord. And in response, we believe. We believe that because of His love that was shown on the cross, then we will never experience death or hell. We will be with God forever in heaven. And our lives will change here, gayon pa lang sa earth. And as we believe, it says there, we will live. You know, the only difference between those people who will suffer in hell and those people who will be in heaven is not because yung mga nagpunta sa heaven, mas marami silang nagawa para kay Lord. Yung mga nasa heaven ba, yun yung mga mas matagal sa church, yung umaten ng victory group, yung umaten ng sobrang daming prayer and worship night, yung pinakamaraming nabasa na Bible, yung ba yung mga pupunta sa heaven? The only difference among those people who believe or who are in hell and who will be in heaven is their belief in the love of God. Yun lang yung pinagkaiba. Those people who will be spending their eternity in heaven are the people who believe or who will believe that God loves them, that God died for them. That's the only difference. That is why it said in that verse, basahin ulit natin, John 3:16, that whoever believes in Him shall never or shall not perish. Wala namang sinabi dyan, if you read the Bible, you go to church, you pray, okay, gawin mo na lahat ng mabuti, good works, then you will not perish. Wala po dyan nakalagay. That's why you don't go to God because of your works. Hindi mo gagawin yung good works kasi para ma-save. Para maging close ka kay Lord. Kaya ka gumagawa ng good works kasi close na kayo ni Lord. Kaya ka gumagawa ng good works kasi save ka na. So hindi yon para ma-save ka. Kasi hindi mo kayang ma-save because of that. Ginagawa mo siya because you are already saved. That you have a relationship with God already. That's your proof that you have a relationship with God. And through those good works that you have, people will also know God. People will also see your life. And through that, they will also come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I hope we will understand this. I hope we will never come to God in a religious way, you know, doing things for God to love you. Kahit wala kang gawin, God loves you already. Sabi sa Bible, while you were still sinners, God already died for you. While you were still in sin, nung hindi ka pa umaattend dito, mahal ka na ni Lord, namatay na si Lord para sa'yo. That's why the only thing that you could do now is just humble yourself. Admit that you are a sinner. And I tell you, God will encounter you.